Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I think it was Brene Brown that said a great way to start your day is to ask yourself, what are you looking forward to? So let's go around the room, start our day. What are you looking forward to in your life right this second?
Like today specifically or just in general?
In general.
Okay, because I do have something today specifically because I'm going to pick Jimmy up from camp today. And we're going to go to Canine Assistance and visit the puppy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we do this almost yearly. So I have a video of when Jimmy was itty bitty walking, but itty bitty visiting the puppies. And then I have another one from like a couple years later. And I hit up Kenzie and I'm like, it's time for our annual visit. We'd love to come and bring some stuff for Canine Assistance and include them in our 100 days of good goes round. Yeah. So today we're going to be heading out there and oh my gosh, Jimmy and puppies, are you freaking kidding me? It doesn't get better than that.
Is there any chance at all that you're walking home with a dog?
Well, no, because these are service dogs.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. These are Raynell from Bert's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
His dog,
man.
His dog Bramble. So these are the service dogs that they raise and they teach how to sniff out seizures or if you have low blood sugar for diabetes and to help. They also the Canine Assistance. Those are the dogs at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta that go around to the rooms and visit the kids. And so they just. Man, they are doing incredible work, and it's a beautiful nonprofit.
We've had a couple of kids that have used those service dogs, and I'm sorry I missed that in the beginning.
It's all right.
If you don't know the training these dogs go through and how expensive it truly is, man, do a Google search on it because you will be shocked.
Yeah, it is. It's a pricey endeavor, but these dogs are instrumental in helping families, not just kids, but also adults with special needs navigate life and navigate it easier. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go out there today with him.
Aww. Cassie, what are you looking forward to?
It's my daughter's kindergarten orientation today.
Okay.
Yay. So I get to miss her teacher. And there's a mom group chat that I'm in for this school. And someone made the joke, it's like the NFL draft because we keep refreshing our apps, waiting. They've been working on the teacher assignments like overnight. I feel so lame saying this. You have no idea. Like I remember looking at Abby and Rebecca and I'm like, oh my God, I remember going out to clubs at 1 a.m. That's when I left. Now I'm like, oh my God, I've been refreshing this app trying to find my kid's teacher's name. I don't know what I'm going to do with that information. I just want to know it. So we still don't have it yet, but everyone else does. So we get to meet the teacher today and she gets to go to orientation. And I'm just really excited.
Okay, that's cool. Abby, what do you got?
For me, this weekend, I have tickets to a concert I've been really excited to see for a long time. Like for me, there's nothing better than live music. So I'm very excited on Saturday to get a little dancey dance on and have some wine and just hang out. I think it'll be a blast.
Who is it?
I'm going to go see Thomas Rhett and then one of my other favorite
favorite performers is opening up for him, Tucker Wetmore. So it'll be a big country yeehaw night.
Super fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to Bristol this weekend to watch the Braves and Reds at Bristol Motor Speedway. I think it is the first time that Major League Baseball has had a game inside of a speedway. And you remember Greg Harvey? From, not Atlanta Motor Speedway, Bristol, I mean.
Uh-huh.
He helped us out with Burt's Big Adventure. I've known this dude for 20 years, and he invited me up. So I'm going to the Braves game. I'm going with my friend Joel. So it's a guy's weekend.
Nice.
In Bristol, where I don't believe there is anything to do at all except go see a Braves game. I'm excited about going, man.
That'll be so fun.
Anytime there's a first like that, I mean, this is the first game being played in a motor speedway, I believe I'll have to cross-check that. But yeah, I'm super excited about it, man. So I'll be there for history this weekend. Which it really is.
It kind of is. Yeah, that's
kinda
cool.
I mean, it's not like major American history, but it's baseball and speedway history.
You don't get more America than a speedway and baseball, okay?
Very true.
Right. It's not the Berlin Wall falling down. It's just a baseball game.
It's not the American Revolution, but you are going to get to see some people slide into bases.
Yeah, for the first time in a speedway. That's all I got.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I feel like the 6 a.m. e-buzz is going to be titled Delightfully Random, because have you seen these photos of Sacha Baron Cohen and his MCU transformation? He's on the cover of Men's Health UK, and all of the captions he has posted with his photographs have been absolutely hysterical and just very candid about the experience. So he is 53 years old, and he is in the best shape that I've ever seen him be in. He is currently training to be Mephisto in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And he spent a ton of time in the gym. He said, you know, some celebs use Ozempic, some use private chefs, others use personal trainers. I did all three. And then he clarified and said, despite reports, I did not take Ozempic. I got this body the honorable way, paying a personal trainer a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he also posted some more photos and said, this is not AI. I really am egotistical enough to do this. He also said, debuting my new character, middle-aged man who replaced beer with protein shakes, hard launching my midlife crisis.
Now, maybe not. And I'm not trying. It's very impressive. Like that mm-hmm. takes some serious discipline, hard work. I mean, it doesn't hurt when you're going to be playing a superhero and you're going to get paid millions of dollars. Like, hey, if you make yourself look like this, we'll give you millions and millions of dollars. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if a woman had made this transformation, right? Which would be impressive, if they would be less focused on that and more focused on, she got her revenge bod post-divorce.
Oh, I don't know.
He and Isla Fisher just finalized their divorce. Now, for the record, it's been amicable. They are co-parenting well. Like, there hasn't been any, like, tabloid fodder about the two of them going after each other's throats. Like, it's been from the outside looking in, like a copacetic parting of the ways. But it's the timing as far as like him coming out looking like that and then posting that, it'd be like, hey, look what you're missing now.
Maybe later in the show we should do like your divorce or breakup brag. Like your glow up that you had that you worked so hard for after the breakup, and just brag on yourself.
Khloe Kardashian had an entire show about your revenge bod.
What is it about divorce that makes you feel like you need to have something to brag about? Because when we did the rating, we did the rating bit where we had people submit their photos and they wanted us to rate them. And we were like, why are our married people, or why are these people submitting it? And I feel like it was a lot of divorce people that just wanted to feel like they had their groove back, right?
Yeah, well, in your marriage, you're in this nest of comfort, right? And you're not really sure what's out there now that you're going back into the wild, and all you know are the horrible stories from your single friends like you, right? So it freaks you out. So you're trying to put your best face on. And the first thing, quite honestly, is physical attraction, right? So that's the first thing that you change. And you want to build up that confidence before you head on out there.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, he is going to be batting tens because he looks incredible.
That was an impressive transformation.
Okay, I'm surprised it took a mouthwash commercial for them to insure Cynthia Erivo's mouth for an incredible amount of money. Because if I had pipes like that, I would be insuring everything. I'd be insuring my throat, my vocal cords, my lips, my teeth, everything that gets me money and everything that allows me to make this or allows me to have the talent that I have, I'm insuring that to no end. But Listerine has just announced that they are insuring Wicked's Cynthia Erivo's mouth for 2 million dollars. Okay. This is all a part of a campaign that they're doing, basically saying that it is her quote unquote most valuable asset. And so they are partnering with her for their Wash Your Mouth campaign. Cynthia is saying, oral care has always been a very important part of my self-care routine. It's the last thing I do before I go on stage. And I just want to make sure I feel really fresh. So don't be messing with her mouth, because you're going to owe an insurance company a lot of money.
If you're getting one body part insured, you guys, what is it?
My nose.
You know, yeah, well, you spent money on it, right?
I did spend a lot of money on it. So yeah, my nose.
Okay.
Well, like, this is just the initial thought. And because on my first date, the compliment my husband gave me was, I have nice tapers. So I guess I'm going to insure my wrist.
I didn't even know what tapers were until you told me about that compliment.
He complimented your wrist?
My tapers. So my wrist and my ankles. He said I had nice tapers.
That's right before he asked her to put the lotion on the skin.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I distinctly remember him. I remember that. There's three things I remember about the first date. Him complimenting me on my tapers as we were sitting at a table at Cheapside having a beverage. Then us talking about the Golden Child, that Eddie Murphy movie. And at the exact same time, he and I went, I want the knife.
Uh-huh. From the movie.
So we had that moment and then the incredible first date kiss. But yeah, he complimented me
on tapers.
My tapers.
Okay. I'll be sure to get a good look next time you walk out of the studio.
So I'm going to insure my wrist.
It's just random enough to be funny and attractive.
Yeah, but still a little bit odd.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So you did ditch your friend before the party, or you're planning on ditching your friend?
Oh, I left her.
Oh, you left her? She says confidently, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly how it is.
So my friend, she got all the girls together. She wanted to celebrate that she got her dream job, and she was so happy about it. She hit us all up in the group chat. She's like, we have to go out. We have to celebrate. We're like, okay, cool. So we made plans for one particular day, and then it ended up storming, and she's like, all right, guys, we're going to reschedule this, but just know that I got everything taken care of. I have a section at this lounge. All you guys need to do is be at this place at this time. And we're like, okay, cool. Let's get together, have a good time. And we haven't seen each other in weeks, so this is going to be fun. So I like to be places on time. And I, even though I know, like, this is supposed to be casual lounge, I expected people to be late, and I knew I would be a little too early.
Okay.
So I get there right at 7. This is the time we were supposed to get here.
You the first?
Yes, I was the first.
I hate being the first. I hate being the first. I'm not exactly sure why. I just feel like it makes me look desperate.
It makes you feel so lame. Like, I showed up at the time that we all agreed on, and yet I'm the only one here, and I'm the only one who wanted to hang out this much that I showed up at the right time.
Right, puts you in such a vulnerable position.
Does it make you feel like needy?
Just that, no, not necessarily needy. Just like, ew, like, he had nothing else to do.
Why would I do this?
Yeah, right?
Why would I be respectful and on time? Yes. I don't know.
Someone has to be first.
I'll one-up you on the eagerness level, is that sometimes I don't even just show up on time. I show up 10 minutes early, and then I just end up sitting in my car scrolling on Instagram before I go in.
So I like to show up early because you can scope the scene. Mm-hmm. Because certain places, you don't know what the parking's going to look like. The inside, is it too small from what the pictures are? Like, I like that, and I can just report back to everyone, like, hey, y'all, by the way, there's free parking. Or, hey, there's not free parking, expect to pay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I think this applies to business, but when it comes to late, I can always remember my dad saying, it's better to be an hour early than 1 minute late. Over and over and over. But I don't think it applies to social situations.
No, it shouldn't, but for me, mentally, it does. So after I arrive, about like 10 or 15 minutes later, the rest of my friends arrive. We're like, okay, cool. We say whatever the name is. And they're like, oh, yeah, you guys sit down. Okay. The only person we're waiting for is the woman that we're celebrating.
And how many people are there again?
It's about 6 of us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we're just waiting on her. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe she's going to be a little fashionably late or something like that. Let's just get some drinks and, you know, just chill for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes go by. We're like, okay, this is fine. An hour goes by. We're like,
uh-oh.
An hour?
Yeah. An hour. We're like, okay, is she okay? Can somebody... We text in group chat, and so we hit her up. We text first, like, hey, everything good? And then she doesn't respond for like a few minutes. And we're like, what? So then another one of my friends, she's like, you know what? I'm just going to call her. Like, mm-hmm. Let me just call her.
Mm-hmm.
Calls her, and she's like, oh, that's today?
Oh, no.
We're like, what do you mean that's today?
I'm so offended for you.
This is to celebrate you.
Yeah.
And you told us where to be and at what time to be there, and you set up the reservation. Yeah, it's today. So she's like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to get ready. I'm on the way.
Oh,
well. I'm on the way.
Now, from the place that we're at, I know that she lives 30 minutes away. However, I did not realize that she was not at her house. She was somewhere else. That was longer than 30 minutes
no.
away.
Oh, no. And you knew this as fact.
Yes, knew this as fact. I'm like, okay, well, if she says she's on her way, I'm going to wait. I don't want to leave or anything like that. Now we're going on hour two, right? We're going on hour two and she's not there. 2.5 hours go by. And I'm like, yo, she's taking forever to get ready. She's over an hour away. I should. They're like, no, just stay. She'll be here soon. They're trying to convince me to stay.
Well, the good news is at least there's 6 of you. And so you can still have a girls' night. You can still have a hang with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you're 2.5 hours deep, and then you know she's still an hour away.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
No. As an extrovert introvert, that would be a relief, knowing that, okay, I can leave now. All right. I was glad I was here for an hour. This was cool. I got to see everybody. But now I have an excuse to take off.
So then by the time it gets to the 3 hour mark, I'm like, guys, I'm just going to leave. Y'all tell her I said, hey, and congratulations.
Yeah.
And I leave. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to stay and wait for her. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah. No.
Good luck. So I leave. They waited for her. She got there at hour 4. So she gets there by like 11 something.
That's so offensive.
They only stayed for 20 minutes with her.
Uh-uh.
And then she only stayed there for an hour. It was just a waste.
No. So deeply offended, if that's my friend. So deeply offended.
The Bird Show.
So the truth is, you just don't know what's real and what's not anymore online. The AI is getting so good. And what's so scary about AI, you guys, is we are still in the infant stages of AI. So while you might be able to identify AI from real life now, I don't know if you guys are in this algorithm. I think maybe I'm in it because I'm interested in it. But there are so many reels now that say, okay, tell me, is this real or is this fake? And they will show somebody in a video scene, right? And then at the very end, you have to guess if they're real or fake. And I would say 70% of the time, I'm getting it wrong now. And I'm pretty schooled on this, man. Like, I look at all the... I can't tell anymore.
It's hard to pick up on it because sometimes I feel like it's obvious. Like, it sort of looks like if it's a video of people, they kind of look like a bunch of Sims. But then there are a couple that kind of get you.
Yeah, man.
Once AI figures out the fingers properly, you know, that's your first clue is look at the fingers because they have problem with hands. It's like game over.
And I've seen it predicted that once people totally lose confidence in what they are watching online, it will be like the end of the internet. I don't know that I would say that.
No.
But the truth is, when you take a look at it, when you're watching new... there could be news stories now that they are fabricating in other countries. Maybe they want to make up that there's a war, and we could see real footage of this war and be outraged, and there is none.
So we were duped, not on the level of fabricating a war, but fabricating animals jumping on trampolines,
which is almost worse.
Yeah.
Fabricating joy, if you will.
Yes. And when I tell you, the realization when I realized, and not because of my own awareness, but because a dude posted a video about the fake animals jumping on trampolines, my heart was like legitimately hurt. And I'm like, how dare you mess with my emotions when we need joy more than anything? So it all started with Abby in studio because she guffawed out loud. And it was such a joyful guffaw that I'm like, what are you looking at?
So I was scrolling through my For You page and I saw this delightful video that I just couldn't help but chuckle at because it was this trampoline. It was like Ring footage. So it's, you know, under the cover of darkness, it's somebody's backyard. And there's this big trampoline that all of a sudden you see this massive grizzly bear get on and start jumping on. And then the bear starts having a good time. And you're like, oh my gosh, this big furry creature is just having the best time discovering human basic technology like a trampoline. And it was so wholesome and looked so real that I had to show everyone in studio.
And so Cassie and I are like, oh my God, it's a bear jumping on a trampoline. That's so cute.
Like, it's very weird to say it looked like a bear was having fun, but it looked like the bear was having fun.
Yes. And so now fast forward, that same day, I do believe, I'm at home and I'm scrolling. Bunnies, plural, jumping on a trampoline. And I'm like, oh my God. So I immediately do what I do because I'm an Instagram. So I DM Cassie and Abby, and I'm like, I see your bear jumping on a trampoline, and I raise you bunnies jumping on a trampoline. And they both, immediately respond back, oh my God, that's so cute. Because again, look like the bunnies were having like the greatest time.
They were jumping in tandem.
Like, their friends are hanging out.
I mean, there was literally probably like about 10 bunnies jumping on this trampoline together.
Cute.
It was adorable. And you're like, oh, life is good. Mm-hmm. Like, there's goodness in the world. And then I'm scrolling and I see the bear jumping on the trampoline and also the bunnies jumping on the trampoline in the same video. And I'm like, oh, it's just, and I watched the video and it's this dude being like, did you fall for it too? And I was like, no.
You feel so foolish.
And so the dude sits there and explains that these are AI videos and they do them with from like the Ring camera because like in the dark they're easier. And there's like some telltale signs. And like when the bear's jumping on the trampoline, there's a ball on the trampoline, but the ball's not moving on the trampoline, but you don't notice that because you're looking at the bear.
Yeah.
And then one of the bunnies, if you zoom in and look closely, one of the bunnies like disappears. So those are your telltale signs.
Who's got time for that?
And I was just like, is nothing sacred anymore?
And, you know, I feel so stupid. You get to a certain age also where you are sensitive to people calling you boomer if you get something wrong. So there are times where I will send a video to like Hollis and he'll go, boomer, not real. And you feel like such an idiot.
Oh my God, I'm 1,000% getting scammed when I'm older. Based on this, I'm easy pickings.
There was one last week also that I wasn't sure if it was real or not. Also, it was after Coldplay where the wife came out with her statement. And I wasn't really sure if it was real or not, although it was really well written.
The statement, those are obviously easy to forge, but there was also a video circulating of quote unquote the astronomer CEO's wife and doing her like public statement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you watch it and you're like, is it real?
Yeah,
is it not real? Like, I don't know. This is just like, consider this a cautionary tale that when you watch something, don't believe it at first glance.
Of course.
You really need, no, you, it seems like common sense, but we fell for the trampoline animals, like hook, line, and sinker.
I almost sent you one the other day. It was a T-Rex on the trampoline. it was the cutest thing.
Did it have feathers?
It did not have feathers.
Not a real T-Rex.
It did not. All right, and another warning about AI, this time about therapy.
Yeah, bad news for people who love to use ChatGPT. Great news for me because I am an AI hater and I love to hate on AI. I'm actually trying to
workshop and come up with a slur for robots, because I think we will need one soon. So if you have any ideas, please DM me. We can workshop together.
Didn't you just say off the air that if there was a war between AI and humans, you would take the AI side?
Well, I hate them, but I'm still going to be alive. Like, yeah, I will share secrets of humanity with our AI overlords, and I will tell them where you're hiding in the hills one day, and I will be granted a little shelter and probably food.
I did see this influencer, it was pretty creative, a couple of days ago, that put himself 20 years in the future apologizing to robots for everything he said in the beginning. Like, I am so sorry I used a hard R when I said robot back in the day, because you just don't know what's going to be offensive, right?
I saw that. So you told us that in studio or whatever, and I got so into it because I wanted to know what this robot slur was, and it exists. They have created a slur for robot. I don't want to say it because I don't want it to be tracked, but it's C-L-A-N-K-E-R.
Clankers?
You're afraid to say clanker?
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm afraid of future AI coming back and pulling these receipts and me getting canceled because I go on Love Island and I said the C word.
It's okay. They know I'm just a double agent deep into my craft. But it turns out what you type can be used against you, because according to ChatGPT, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, the AI industry has yet to figure out how to protect user privacy. So he was on a recent episode of Theo Vaughn's podcast this past weekend with Theo Vaughn, and I almost pulled a clip of him talking, but you would never guess that a tech CEO has the worst vocal fry you have ever heard in your entire life.
Oh, really?
Like, it rivals Bachelor in Paradise contestants. It is impossible.
He should have had AI speak for him.
Honestly, maybe that's why he's so into it. But he said people use ChatGPT, young people especially, as a therapist, a life coach. And right now, if you talk to a therapist or a lawyer or a doctor about these problems, there's legal privilege for it. There's doctor-patient confidentiality. And we haven't figured that out yet for when you talk to ChatGPT.
We didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So all of your problems are out there for anybody to pluck.
Yes.
That's terrifying. Look up my Google searches, look up my Instagram searches, but do not look up what I've been talking to ChatGPT about.
Does that mean at some point if you're engaged in a lawsuit, they can say, let me check out your ChatGPT?
Yes, they can subpoena AI.
God.
And one day I will sue Abby for emotional distress and ChatGPT will be on the stand. So, be careful what you tell ChatGPT, all your secrets.
You ain't safe anywhere.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Nowhere.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday. This is the day where you guys say, hey, Bercho, whatever happened to blank? And then we do the research. Thursdays, we come and we tie everything in a nice little bow for you.
So Leah reached out to us because her best friend Morgan suddenly cut off their friendship after meeting Leah's boyfriend, Adam. Looking for answers, we helped her by reaching out to her friend, Morgan. Morgan explained that Adam made fun of birthday gifts, constantly trying to one-up people's stories, and most seriously, making an insulting joke about Morgan's father at his retirement party. Morgan felt that Leah chose Adam over their longtime friendship and refused to have dinner with them, calling it unforgivable. We tried to encourage Leah to have a direct conversation with Morgan to try to save their friendship, but Morgan made it clear that she would never accept Leah's relationship.
And here is your update. Hi, Burt Show. I can't believe it's been over 2 years since we last talked. A ton has happened that I never expected to, so I'm excited you reached out. Back then, I wasn't willing to let go of my best friend because, like Burt said at the time, best friends are a different tier of friend. You don't just get rid of them over disagreements. So I begged her one more time just to sit down with me and my then boyfriend for dinner so that I could mediate and she could see him for who he really was. I was so happy when she agreed. I was so not happy when she did not come alone. Nope, she brought a plus one.
Okay.
And not only a plus one, but she invited one of my former hookups to dinner.
Oh my God.
We all ran in the same circle, but I had cut him off when I started dating my then boyfriend. So obviously, I was shocked that she would pull a stunt like this. Mediation went out the window. I just tried my best to keep things light so my boyfriend wouldn't realize who he was. Well, I guess I didn't do a great job of making it all seem normal. My friend was angry and chugging drinks, and my ex, FWB, friends with benefits, was awkward and out of place. When he excused himself for the bathroom, my boyfriend asked both of us what was going on and why we were being so weird. Morgan told him that she'd invited a former fling of mine to eat with us to remind me that I hadn't always dated such a-holes. His jaw dropped, then he started calling her every name under the sun. They were screaming at each other over tapas.
Not in front of my patatas bravas.
That is such a classic.
Show some decorum.
So I got up and left. I was sick of it. Didn't want to deal with either of them anymore. Long story short, I basically broke up with both of them.
Damn.
I think I just hit my limit. In hindsight, my friend wasn't wrong about my ex. He was a snarky jerk, and I looked past that because he had green eyes and a full head of hair. I did eventually forgive my friend, which I know is crazy, but only with the caveat that if she ever did something crazy like that again, I would end our friendship for real. Okay, the real reason I forgave her was because she was right. Mm. Here's the real wrench in the story. I'm dating the friends with benefit guy she brought to dinner.
Oh, no, no, no.
He texted me after the night ended, basically asking me what the heck that was, and we trauma bonded over it shortly after. The rest was history. We've been seriously dating for over a year now. Would I still be friends with her if she hadn't hooked me up with my now boyfriend? Not sure. Glad it worked out this way, though. Thanks, Leah.
I'm not really sure what to make of that. I'm so confused.
That was a lot to digest. But hey, the a-hole is out. The former fling is in. And she forgave her friend for what she did because she ended up dating the former fling.
I feel like it's a house of mirrors. I can't keep up this morning.
Hey. The Burt Show.
For years, you have been listening to us talk about Burt's Big Adventure and the magical trip down to Disney World with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. And we brag on our staff and we do the reunions and bring everybody together, right? It's a really, I'm very, very proud of that. It's probably the thing that I'm most proud of in my career is Burt's Big Adventure, right? That each and every year we do it. And we are looking to build on that family. Applications are open right now.
Yes. If you are a deserving family, but 9 times out of 10, you deserving families don't feel like you're deserving enough. And there's somebody out there that has it harder, so you don't apply. So then we have to ask your friends, your coworkers, your fellow churchgoers to go ahead and nominate you. So if you know a family with a child that has a chronic or terminal illness, and that child is between the ages of 5 and 12, and this family has never been to Disney, we want that application for Burt's Big Adventure 2026. You can go to burtsbigadventure.org and nominate them, and they can be a part of our Burt's Big Adventure community. And it is so much more now than the trip to Disney. That kind of kicks off our relationship with our families. But from then on out, it's reunions. It's the fairy godparent program if their kiddo is ever in the hospital. It's meeting like-minded parents and similar families in similar situations that can actually understand what you are going through so you don't feel so alone and isolated.
Yeah, I know this probably is common sense, but if you're working in like a pediatrician's office, you know these kids, right? If you are working at one of the children's hospitals, you know these kids. Mm-hmm. So please don't be shy about pointing them in our direction, right? All that information for Burt's Big Adventure applications is online. Two ways to go, burtsbigadventure.org or thebertshow.com. All right, today is day 59 of 100 days of good goes round, and she loves her golden doodle, but she cannot control him. We're here to help.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
All right, so chill. So tell us what the problem is. Those golden doodles, man, they are so cute. Every single time I see one or a puppy, I'm like, I'm getting it. But then I know what the scouting report is on golden doodles, and I just don't have the energy.
Are they spirited?
They're spirited.
My brother and his fiance just got one, and ooh, every time I go over, it's an adventure.
So chill here is from Loganville. First of all, so chill, that name is outstanding.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. And thank you on the compliment for the name. When I submitted my request, I was like, please don't skip me on the fact that I have a weird name that nobody can pronounce. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for my request.
So chill. So chill. That's like a surfer's name.
Right? So chill. Do you live up to your name? Would you consider yourself so chill?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Except for this dog.
I think people around me would say it, but my dog is not.
Okay, yeah. So let's get into this golden doodle here. What's the problem we're having?
All right. So I'm a single mom of two. That's about to change, though. I'm getting married in 2 days.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
So super excited. Thank you. And, you know, I've been through the ringer for a little bit, you know, got laid off from my job. This is the typical story of, I was the one who didn't want the dog, but my ex convinced my kids to convince me to get a dog and he would pay for it. And I end up being the one, with the dog all the time and the one who loves the dog the most now, right? But this dog of mine has, I don't know, a mind of his own. He ended up being a lot bigger than what I thought he would be. And he can reach everything. He can reach countertops. He has stolen steaks. You name it. He gets into it. He is so big and so strong that when I try to take him out for walks, he pulls so much that I am physically hurting at this point. He gets into everything. He gets into the trash can in the kitchen, so I have to put stuff on the lid because he knows how to do the sensor. I turn off the sensor. He opens the lid with his nose. So it's just a nonstop with this dog. And as of about 5 months ago, for some reason, after being fully potty trained, he started peeing in the house again. He's got two spots that he loves to pee in, and no matter what I clean it with, what I do, I follow all the tips. I go on YouTube and try to watch videos on how to train this dog. I just cannot get a hold of him. So I am here to beg to please try to help me connect with someone who could help me train this wild dog.
Okay, this one's a slam dunk for us. Also, we haven't revealed the name of your dog because I think with your name and this dog's name, it is like the perfect pairing. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Maui.
Maui. Are you kidding? So chill. Are you kidding me?
That is a Pixar movie waiting to happen.
Yes.
All right, this one is... This one, so chill, is so easy for us because she's one of my favorite people in the entire world. Jenny Westmoreland, excuse me, is not a dog trainer. Kristen and I have used her. She is a dog behaviorist because it's just different than training. And she is a magician when it comes to dogs.
And it's not just about training the dog. It's about training the owner.
Yeah, right. So Jenny's on with us right now. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thank you so much. Follow me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you first heard So Chill here, I mean, this dog, this doodle is just totally and completely out of control. When you're listening to her talk about it, what's the first thing that she can work on before you even enter the picture?
Before I get there, of course, I'm going to have her listen to my required podcast. It's going to tell her, actually, by the time she listens to that, she'll know more than most dog trainers, and it's going to explain a lot of the things that, you know, that he's doing as to why, because this is just a communication problem. Every time he does that stuff that she's describing, he's asking a question because they're not on the same page. So when I go to her house, which is what we'll do in the beginning, I'm going to give her five free private lessons, and the first one will be done at her house, and I'm so excited because I just found out she lives in Loganville, and I just moved to Monroe, which is right next to Loganville, and I usually don't get to just drive 15 minutes. So I'm really excited about going there. I just want to see how they interact together. You know, there's no right or wrong thing to do. I just want to see what she does naturally, what he does naturally, you know, while I'm totally ignoring the dog. And that way I'll get a better picture of what we have to work with. And the things that she's talking about, they're just not hard. They're easy things. So, you know, I usually get dogs that are trying to eat me or something. So I'm really excited about this. It's going to be like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
And to paint a picture of Jenny, who is just, she is the dog whisperer. Her company, I Speak Canine, because you heard her say there's a communication problem, right? So she speaks human, she speaks canine, and she can get the, you know, humans and canines to communicate with each other, right? So when you see Jenny, and like, she deals with all types of dogs, all types of breeds, big and small. She is the tiniest petite woman, but can command a dog like nobody's business.
Oh, she is the shining example of a badass.
Yes.
I can see dogs seeing her for the first time going, oh, I got this. Uh-huh. Jenny, don't put up with it, man.
Jenny's the alpha.
Totally.
That's also why I can't stay married, Bert.
Jenny, where can people find you online? Because I can't recommend Jenny high enough. Like I said, I used her and passed her on to Kristen, then I used her again on Franny, and in one day I saw a difference with Franny. So where can people find you?
Well, I took my website down because I was just getting a lot more traffic on my Facebook page, I Speak Canine Facebook page, and on my Instagram. So if you just want to go there and look for it, you can Google it. It comes up immediately, I Speak Canine Inc., or Google my name, Jennifer Westmoreland. It's not hard to find me at all.
Okay, and we'll link on over from our website also. So, Sochi, she said she's giving you 5 free sessions. Those are really, I assure you, those are very, very valuable. And in 5 lessons, Jenny will work a miracle for you.
I really appreciate it. I am so excited because I am ready. I want to be able to go to the park with Maui and walk him in the park.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to live up to his last name.
Right.
Yeah. Love it.
Okay, Jenny, good talking to you again. I hope to see you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, and for the rest of you guys, just tell us what you need. We're pretty well connected. I mean, I love setting Jenny up, man, because I know she's effective, right? So what do you guys need? Just tell us. Go to theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.